More than 4.5 million homes and businesses from North Carolina to New Jersey are still dark today. Hurricane Isabel knocked out power in a broad swath of the mid-Atlantic coastline. At least 17 deaths are attributed to the hurricane. Most homes in the suburbs around Washington, D.C. are without power. And Pepco, the Potomac Electric Power Company, says it will take 7 days for crews to get all the damaged lines working again. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Isabel's rain swelled the Potomac River well above its seawalls, damaging roads and property in Washington and northern Virginia. But the brunt of Isabel's force was borne by trees and power lines. In the Washington neighborhood of Anacostia, large, old-growth trees tipped on their sides block traffic and tangle power lines. Hundreds of homes have no lights, no refrigerators, no televisions. Lewis Thompson sits on his front porch wondering when the power will come back on.
Hopefully, it'll be in the near future.
And up in Riverdale, Maryland, just northeast of Washington, Edward Johnson stands in a drugstore parking lot looking at the top of a telephone pole smashed on the ground. Isabel's wind blew the power lines into a dangerous snarl, and police have blocked the intersection. Johnson says this is just one in a string of telephone poles that are down.
The lights went out from this pole going down. You can see the top of it all. And then they just started going, and that big tree went down.
Much of the region looks like this, says David Sim, president of the local power company, Pepco.
The single most significant factor in this storm it seems to be its size, and the damage is widespread. And it could be a week or more before everybody's service is restored.
Pepco has 700 crews working in 12-hour shifts, and it still could take a week to get the lights back on. That's because workers have to first cut away trees to get to the lines, then tackle the most dangerous problems first. A utility employee named Kevin, he declined to give his last name, is running down a printout of damage reports from customers, going to each house to assess whether downed lines are live and dangerous or grounded and neutral.
You said you seen a spark?
And I guess the wind last night must have blown it, you know, off.
In Rosa Lee's front yard in the Washington neighborhood of Petworth, a power cable dangles from a tree. It's been there since Thursday, and she's angry it's taken Pepco so long to respond to her call. In fact, Lee complains to Kevin, she hasn't seen power crews out fixing any lines yet.
I just still find it odd not to find trucks of work.
Well, I put it like this. How long have you haven't had power?
Mine went out at 10 after 5 yesterday.
I haven't had power my own self, at my own home, since yesterday morning. I can't make nobody come to my place no faster than anybody else. I have to wait just as well.
I understand.
Pepco and power companies up and down the coast say they understand how inconvenient the massive power outage is, and they're asking the millions of people affected to be patient while they get the grid back online. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.